Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank McDonald. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Hank McDonald. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McDonald. Blue moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bishop. Blue scores. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Reynolds moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fonseca moves to third. Watwood moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. All runners are safe. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watwood scores. Grubb scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball towards center. Whatwood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Whatwood. Dykes moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to third. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. Mahaffey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mahaffey scores. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Pat Caraway now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sissel. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing shortstop. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mahaffey strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first, with Caraway covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Grubb moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Whatwood is chasing the ball. Fox rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 8-6, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fox. Fonseca moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Athletics. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. 1 out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-0 in the game. Caraway strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran strikes out. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. Simmons scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 11-7, Athletics. Jim Moore now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Whatwood moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mahaffey bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 12-7, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate pinch hits for Jim Moore. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Mahaffey. Blue moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Big Sweat now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Miller is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Wet covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Fonseca attempting to get to second, for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.